Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. All righty. Well, we got some good music for you lined up. We're going to play the second part of Beanie Sides' hip-hop gospel mix. So here we go.
Yeah. Danger, giants, battle is my story. But alone, I won't know. That's my glory. Shadows who cannot hide me. My king will fight. Wanted by a landslide. 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 Hallelujah to the flex, my. That power made a point, next slide. Stepping this side. Do you to the flex, mine. Do you to the flex, mine. Do you to the flew you to the flew you to the flex, my. That power made a point, next slide. Stepping this side. Shoes ain't Gucci, I just keep my foot on reptiles. Wanted by a landslide. Hallelujah to the flex, mine. Wanted by a landslide. Hallelujah to the flex, mine. Wanted by a landslide. Wanted by a Wanted by a landslide. Hallelujah to the flex, mine. That power made a point, next slide. Reppin' this side. Shoes ain't Gucci, I just keep my foot on reptiles. Yeah. Coming from my neck now. When the game about to end, you expect fouls. Oh, vanity, Satan try to cancel me. I don't feel your plan for me. I just made a canopy. When you come to handle me, there's another hand on me. Even when they all abandon me, I got the destiny, I see no enemy.
Before the come up, I ain't stressing. Baby, I'm too busy counting. counting on me, get my heart up, no matter that trouble surrounding us. They don't see that it's a lot of us. Everybody move anonymous.
If I ever
they credit,
I
know we getting them blessings be coming from God above. I was doing all kind of bad, what a quiet. Tell them I need a verse. If you would tell God you first. Hit the studio, the body of verse. I remember pushing mama a little way high. There was no gas money. I just bought a car, cash money. Shining on me, get my heart up, no matter that trouble surrounding us. They don't see that it's a lot of us. Everybody move anonymous. Won't take that credit, I know what we get it. Them blessings be coming from God above. I was doing all kind of bad, what a quiet. Tell them I need a verse. Hit the pew and tell God he's first. Hit the studio, the body of verse. I remember pushing mama a little way high. There was no gas money. I just bought a car, cash money. I ain't even trying to brag on it. I just tell it how it really is. I ain't tripping, ain't feeling this. I ain't saying I deserve nothing. I'm just trying to talk about the benefits. I've been punching in the clock. Trying to keep the kitchen stocked. Man, it's a blessing cause we ain't never had a lot. But all we need is all we got.
Whew. If I ever took a loss, I learned a lesson. I won't ever think I'm better than the next. I've been down before to cover body stress. Baby, I'm too busy counting all these blessings.
I ain't saying I deserve nothing. I'm just trying to talk about the benefits. I've been punching in the clock. Trying to keep the kitchen stocked. Man, it's a blessing cause we ain't never had a lot. But all we need is all we got.
If I ever took a loss, I learned a lesson. I won't ever think I'm better than the next. I've been down before to cover body stress. Baby, I'm too busy counting all these blessings. She need more of my love and affection. Cause lately I've been working harder than ever. She said, baby, you a boss. Baby, play a schedule. Darling, you a boss. Let's do something special.
Take me on a PJ.
Shoulder to weep on, no more tears.
Nobody told me
I ain't got a hold. I was lost, but now
You enjoyed the praise and worship part of the service. Now, let's get into the message. Okay. It's a devotional being titled Being the Light. We live in a reality that here is always both light and darkness around us. The world has both good and evil, right and wrong. As believers, we must grow in both of our acceptance of this reality and our pursuit of the light. We must allow God to mold and shape us into those who rid ourselves of any darkness, become fully known to God, and allow His light to transform us into reflections of the sun. May the Lord open our eyes to see the glorious light before us this week. The heart of our Heavenly Father is to partner with us in seeing the light of His kingdom advance to every dark corner of the earth. Why He, in His perfect wisdom, has chosen us to baffles me. But His desire to co-labor with us is the truth of Scripture. So God has called us to be the light shining into the darkness of others' lives in love. Jesus said it's the way. Again, Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 to 16. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light up a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand. And it gives light to all the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. For a long time, I considered myself capable of giving light to all in the house. I know my weaknesses all too well. I see the darkness in my life. How can I give light to anyone? You see, I thought the light I was supposed to give was the light of my own perfection. I thought I needed to get my life sorted out before I could ever minister to someone else. And out of this misconception, I failed to experience the abundant light that comes from being used by God. The truth of Scripture is that God is not calling us to minister out of our perfection. He is calling us to figure everything out before we can be used. The most powerful declaration we can make to those in darkness is that we are just desperate needs have been met by our perfectly loving Savior. When all the world sees is our facade, our perfection, they know right away that they don't belong in Christianity. But when we live with the courage to be truly vulnerable and honest, we open our lives for those in darkness to see the light of God within us, and that He is the grace, encounters love, and dwells in the weak and desperate men and women. So God is not calling you to share with the world your own perfection. He is calling you to simply be who you truly are, encounter His loving kindness, and share with the world the grace-filled hope we have in Christ. So take time today to simply let God love you. Allow Him to mold and shape you into a child who wholly experiences the love of the Father. And from that place of being loved as you are, open your life and love others as you have been loved. Live today openly and honestly before God and man. Open your life to those in darkness that they might see the light of God's glorious grace. And live as the light of the world, illuminating the path of God's heart for all those around you. May you experience the joy, passion, and purpose that comes from being used by God to advance His kingdom today. So, firstly, meditate on your calling to be the light of the world. Remember that all God desires from you today is to be open and honest before Him and others. He simply wants you to be loved and to love. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. But He said to me, My grace is enough for you, for My power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast even more gladly of My weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Okay, in Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20. All authority in heaven and on earth has given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that have commanded you, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. In Matthew chapter 5, verses, I'm not going to do that one again. So secondly, take time to simply let God love you. Open your heart and draw near to him with confidence. Rest in his presence. Ask him how he feels about your experience and his love today. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 16, so we have come to know and believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. In Romans chapter 5, verse 8, God shows his love for us, and while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with the punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. So thirdly, ask the Holy Spirit how he wants to use you to be the light of the world today. Whom can you be open and honest with about who God is and what he has done in your life? Whom can you love well today? In 1 John chapter 4, verses 19 to 21, we love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar, for he who does not love his brother whom has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him, whoever loves God must also love his brother. Okay, 1 Thessalonians verse 5, chapter 5, verse 5, for you are all children of the light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8, for at one time you were in darkness, but now you are in light of the Lord, so walk as children of light. You are already the light of the world just as you are. God has called you from the moment of your salvation. Your light doesn't depend on what you did yesterday or the thoughts you just had. You are light because God dwells within you and is constantly beckoning you to let him work through you. You are the light because you have been redeemed and your life is hidden in Christ. You are light because he has told you so. So live with faith in what God has spoken over your life. Look for opportunities to see this word spoken over you come to fruition. And work in union with him, allowing him to anoint all you do. May those in darkness come to the light as a result of Christ working in you and through you today. I highly suggest you read James chapter 2. And it'll bring this devotional more into light. Okay, amen. Now the question comes, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road and never knowing which way to go, which way is up or down? Or maybe you lack purpose in your life and you need some. Or maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from something such more worse as an addiction to alcohol and drugs, sexual immorality, overeating, gambling. Whatever the problem may be, the Lord can take it away. But in order to do so, folks, he's got to know you. If he doesn't know you, he can't do nothing for you. So the question is, do you want to know the Lord Jesus Christ tonight as your personal Savior? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner, and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So I want to say thank you again for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. Well, if you prayed that prayer, okay, oh, wait a minute, and we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Okay, if you pray that prayer, okay, we want to welcome you into the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may He always keep you highly favored. Amen? And also, if you said that prayer, we would like you to call area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487. And press the 1 key and let us know that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Okay, because right now, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, all the angels and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. So won't you let us rejoice with them? Amen. All right. Okay, I see we have some callers. Okay, I think we have Pastor Wanda on the line. Let me see if that's Pastor Wanda. Pastor Wanda, is that you?
Praise the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's Psalm 118:24. How my brother
Amen.
Doing?
All right, I'm Brian. I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you doing?
Blessed and highly favored. Joshua and Lord, Nehemiah 8:10. The joy of the Lord is thy strength.
Amen.
Amen, my brother. That was good. Also, what God has given you about the light of the world. You know, we did that this morning. God gave us the same thing. Just the next generation is speaking about where light came from. But He took us to Genesis. Okay? And then always think just like what you just talked about, we're the light of the world, because we're the salt. And we got to stay seasoned through the Word of God of where did we receive our light come from, and that was Jesus Christ. And if He brought us out of darkness into a glorious light, and that should give Him the glory. And what He called you to do, He said, let your light shine before men. And it's all everything for His glory, not our glory. Okay? Amen?
Yeah, I hear that.
And so we walk in the light, so it's an awesome thing that God brought us in that. You don't have to say hallelujah for the night. Hallelujah that He has called us out of darkness into a glorious light and places back in right standing with Jesus places back in right standing. And there's so much you can just give God thanks for. And just like if God had you see the homeless going out and it to be their light, for them to come into the knowledge and showing Christ out, okay? Walking and doing according to God's will.
Amen. Amen.
My brother, it's spreading the gospel. Just like there's a Pastor Kenneth.
Yeah. Well, it's been a long time, Pastor Wanda, since I had you on here. Okay, what you been doing?
I called to get on. I kept calling. I couldn't get in touch with my phone went down. I've been going through testing, trials, temptation, a whole bunch of things, but all glory goes to God. I pass it only through Him, not through myself. And since the pandemic, I'm not worried about any pandemic or anything, because if God for us, He can be against us. And where your faith at lies, that I'm standing on the promise of God. So I apologize, not on my accord, but I can apologize for not getting in touch with you and getting on the radio, but I kept calling, it kept knocking me out, Then the phone shut down, not making excuses. Then got distracted. See, I can tell you about me. Trying to help, and certain things did not go the way according to my will, but it was only God's will, and I'm back.
That's good to hear that.
No, yeah. I sat here and God been helping me ministry 24/7. I've got beat down, wore out, but God be glory. He know that I was tired today. Now He got me being still. He done had me here, young and there, being stretched, going higher and higher in God, and from glory to glory for His sake, not mine. And did a little suffering, did a lot of crying, attending. It's a whole bunch, you know, when I look back and I think, my God, I said, man, He got me just sitting, not just sitting in 24/7, the day He got me sit in the present, enjoy the beauty of what He has created, the animals, sky, look at the trees, the rain, you know, just listen, listen, and still learning, still having to keep the skill, being prepared and being filled with fresh oil, fresh anointing, being prepared to get out and go. I mean, no, he had to see about the next generation. So what he's doing now and today in my life is that he had me going and thinking about others. I still got to see about in my family. So I've been, I got a lot of warfare, but it's a good warfare because if I wasn't equipped, if he didn't see I was equipped to handle that, he would not allow me to face it. So, and I know who's with me. So I have my granddaughter, my grandson and son here, and imparting the word of God. If I impart to others, I got to make sure that my family as well. So he doing things that I don't understand, and I ain't going to try to understand because he said my ways are higher than your ways and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. Over heaven and fire. So he had me out in the world, feeding the homeless, clothing them, doing what he said, because those are my neighbors as well. And now he got me ministering on, he had me in Matthew chapter 15, verse 18, about if they hated him before, that was by Jesus, but we was in Genesis 1 where light came, so he was God. So I had to bring that knowledge to my grandchildren because Stephen had me. If I'm out there, I don't say he let me. Wait, how you want me to say it, Lord? Write about the word of truth, second family, breaking bread, okay? And to telling them about the light. Why God created me. So he still had me, and I've been up all day, but he I slept in God and. He let me rest yesterday because he had me everywhere. It was like I was stressed, like I was a stress on some, but all glory go to God. All glory. And,
Amen.
And
yes, all glory go to God. Amen.
Like there's somebody else is more out there in the world that's in need. If God brought you out of darkness into a glorified, he's going to send you back. If you was a mess, now you could be a mess. I'm not saying we are the highest value. And there's a lot of hurt and pain that's out there in the world today, each and every day. But if we are yielding to God, he will send you to the one that's in the greatest need. So that's what's going on with me now.
Pastor Wanda, people are saying that it's hard to hear you. Can you speak more into the phone?
I'm in the phone. That's what's been going on.
Oh, okay. Maybe it's your phone.
No, Pastor, my phone went down 9 days. 9 days. I'm just getting a phone to be able to speak on this phone. My other phone was working, but my phone shut down for 9 days on one phone. This is a ministry phone. And I don't know why it's not speaking loud enough. And I know it's in the airwaves. I should have prayed before I got on here, before I started speaking. Okay, but I asked about it.
Oh, they're saying it's better now.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Daddy. But if God, if God brought you out of darkness into a glorious light and he healed you from drugs, alcohol, anything that you've been through, he's going to send you back. Sometimes you don't know what you are doing. It's yield to him. So, see, that's all God is calling us to be the light of the world because if he saved us, redeemed us, healed us, and resurrection, only he wants us to go back out and be his light, his mouthpiece, his hand and feet. You might be the only Jesus you see, okay? And so that's what he's calling his people to. You might not understand, you might not like this stuff, but when you give thanks to God, because if it weren't for his mercy and grace, what would we be? If it weren't for Jesus, what would we be? So I have to say thank God for Jesus. Because everything
Amen.
We need is in him. Amen. I'm so glad to talk to you, my brother. I'm so glad to hear, to be able to speak about Jesus. Because certain places can't speak or hear, or some people ain't never heard the word of Jesus, never saw the word of God. And we have a great opportunity. We have more Jesus walk this earth, around this whole earth. We have more opportunity today through technology, radio, TV, iPods, and everything.
Amen.
To be able to exalt God. Amen.
Yeah, amen. All right. Well, let me take another caller here. Okay, and then we're going to bring Tony in to read from the Bible for us tonight. Okay?
Hallelujah.
Alrighty. Hey, Clay, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing okay. How about you guys?
I'm doing okay.
I'm just listening and was getting aroused by the voice of Pastor Wanda. She got a nice, heavenly voice. God bless you.
I receive that, sir. I thank God for you as well, my brother.
Okay. And hey there, Sister Wanda. I just wanted to say hello and to let you know that I'm not going to read tonight. You go ahead and continue your conversation with Wanda and let her continue to spread the word. I think people would much rather hear from her than me. And continue on.
No, brother, you go ahead and talk to God.
Are you sure you don't want to?
Yeah. No, right. I got to be fed today. Listen to me. I need to be fed, my brothers. I feel weak, but I'm all right. I need to be fed because I've been pouring out everything that God has given me. I need y'all. I need you all. See, you can humble yourself. If I need you. I read the word every day. I speak the word every day. But now I need to just hear. Faith come by hearing, hearing the word of God, and I thank God for my brothers. He tears out of my heart. Because I need you all of us need each other. Okay? And I need to hear you all. Okay? I've been heard. I've been talking. So God want me to be able to, I want you to talk. God wants you to speak so I can hear. And that's the empower. Iron sharpens iron. Okay? Well, I need to hear from
Amen.
You.
Amen. Okay.
I'm a humble myself. I need to hear my brother. I need to hear. Thank you. So
okay. Well, Tony, if you're listening, come on back in here, and this Pastor Wanda wants to hear you read, gave from the Bible. Okay.
I need to be fed from another brother.
He needs to be fed too. So come back. Come
myself.
On in here and read from the Bible, Tony.
Come
okay.
Thank you, Daddy. Thank you.
Okay, let me get Tony in here.
Yeah, Tony, come on back. And I come back. I can come on every night if God wants me to. I gotta be fed tonight though.
Okay, we're going to be in a moment. Okay, he's doing something in the other room. Okay?
Okay.
So,
listen, my brother.
So, meanwhile.
Go ahead, brother.
So I was just going to say, so meanwhile, we can talk until Tony comes in. Okay?
Gotta be fine. Go ahead, Pastor.
Okay. All righty. Well, I'm gonna play a song. Okay. Okay. I'm going to play it right now. Okay. And then hopefully Tony will come in and read from the Bible.
There's a step that we all take alone.
Amen. Amen. Oh, okay.
Amen.
Tony, if you're listening, can you come in now? And read for us?
Tell him I need him to feed me. I need to be fed today.
Yes. Okay.
Amen.
Yes, come on, Tony. I'm going to see what's going on. Okay? Can you come and read? He decided to change his mind. He ain't gonna read for us tonight, okay? He said our flow is going well, okay? Continue on, pass him on. Plus, you know, you haven't been on in here in a while, so okay, it's all good.
Okay. All right. I'm glad to be obedient now. I know I need to be fed. All right. You want to see Pastor? Oh, what's the other day? All right. Thank you, Papa God. Okay. Pastor Kenny?
Huh?
You ready?
I can barely hear you.
All right. Are you reading? Are you going to read?
Tony's not going to read. But I guess I could. Okay, we're going to continue on in Genesis 41, and it's going to be Joseph rises to power. See, then it came to pass at the end of 2 full years that Pharaoh had a dream, and behold, he stood by the river. Suddenly there came out of the river 7 cows, fine-looking and fat, and they fed in the meadow. Then behold, 7 other cows came up after them of the river, ugly and gaunt, and stood by the other cows at the bank of the river. And the ugly and gaunt cows ate up the 7 fine-looking fat cows. So Pharaoh awoke. He slept and dreamed a second time. And suddenly 7 heads of grain came upon him, 1 stalk, plump and good. And behold, 7 thin heads, blighted by the east wind, sprang up after them. And the 7 thin heads devoured the 7 plump full heads. So Pharaoh awoke indeed, and it was a dream. Now it came to pass in the morning that the spirit was troubled, and he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt, all his wise men. And Pharaoh told them his dreams, but there was no one who could interpret them for Pharaoh. Then the chief butler spoke to Pharaoh, saying, I remember my faults this day when Pharaoh was angry with his servants and put me in custody in the house of the captain's guard. Both me and the chief baker, we each had a dream, and in one night he and I, each of us, dreamed according to the interpretation of his own dream. Now there was a young Hebrew man with us there, a servant of the captain of the guard, and we told him, and he interpreted our dreams for us. To each man he interpreted according to his own dream. And it came to pass, just as he interpreted for us, so it happened. He restored me to my office, and he hanged him. So then the Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him quickly out of the dungeon. And he shaved, changed his clothing, and came to Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, I had a dream, and there is no one who can interpret it. But I have heard it said that of you that you can understand dream to interpret it. So Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, it's not me, but God will give Pharaoh an answer of peace. Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, behold, in my dream I stood at the bank of the river. Suddenly 7 cows came up out of the river, fine-looking and fat, and they fed in the meadow. And behold, 7 other cows came up after them, poor and very ugly and gaunt, such ugliness as I've never seen in all the land of Egypt. and the gaunt and ugly cows ate the first seven fat cows. When they had eaten them up, no one would have known that they had eaten them, for they were just as ugly as the beginning. So I awoke. I also saw in my dreams suddenly seven heads came up in one stalk, full and good. And behold, seven heads withered, thin, blighted by the east wind, sprang up after them. And the thin heads devoured the seven good heads. So I was told this to the magicians, but there was no one who could explain it to me. And Joseph said to Pharaoh, the dream of Pharaoh are one. God has shown Pharaoh what he is about to do. The seven good cows are 7 years, and the seven good heads are 7 years. Okay? The dreams are one, and the seven thin and ugly cows which came up after them are 7 years, and the seven empty heads blighted by the east wind are 7 years of famine. This is the thing which I've spoken to Pharaoh. God has shown Pharaoh what he is about to do. Indeed, 7 years of great plenty will come throughout all the land of Egypt. But after them, 7 years of famine will arise, and all the plenty will be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and the famine will deplete the land. So the plenty will not be known in the land because of the famine following, for it will be very severe. And the dream was repeated to Pharaoh twice, because the things established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. Now, therefore, let Pharaoh select a discerning and wise man set over him the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land to collect one-fifth of the produce of the land of Egypt in seven plentiful years, and then let them gather all the food of those good years that are coming and store up grain under the authority of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities, that the food shall be reserved for the land for 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land may not perish during the famine. So the advice was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and the eyes of all the servants. And Pharaoh said to his servants, can we find such a one as this, a man who is spirit of God? And Pharaoh said to Joseph, inasmuch as God has shown you all this, therefore, there is no one as discerning and wise as you. You shall be over my house, and all the people shall be ruled according to your word. Only in regard to the throne will I be greater than you. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, see, I have set you over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh called Joseph's name Zaphnath-Paaneah, and he gave him a wife, Asenath, the daughter of Potiphar, priest of On. So Joseph went out all over the land of Egypt, and to Joseph were born two sons before the years of famine came, whom Asenath, the daughter of Potiphar, priest of On, bore to him. Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh, for God has made me forget all the toil on my father's house, and the name of the second he called Ephraim, for God has caused me to be fruitful in the land of affliction. Okay, let's go do some worship. The Lord is King and forever. Okay, this is Psalm chapter 10, verse 16 to 18. The Lord is King forever and ever. The nations have perished out of his land. Lord, you have heard the desire of the humble. You will prepare their heart. You will cause their ear to hear, to do justice for the fatherless and the oppressed, that the man of the earth may oppress no more. A little bit of wisdom. Okay, from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 29, do not devise evil against your neighbor, for he dwells for you for safety's sake. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
All right. Well, there we go. There is the Bible reading for tonight. All right. Okay, I hope you all enjoyed the Bible reading for tonight.
Amen, amen.
Okay, we got another caller. Okay, 111 caller. Let's take it and see who it might be. Oh, 111, you're on the air.
Orderly, Kenny, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, Beanie?
I'm doing all right. Yeah, that mix was okay. I kind of messed up, like, sometimes, but I sent you, like, another one.
Okay. Well, when are you going to do that?
I just sent it about like an hour ago.
Oh, you just sent it? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
yeah, then,
I'll look for it and download
and
it tomorrow for the show tomorrow.
Yeah,
night.
And then I found some old like gospel, like funk, that I'm going to do a mix with, too.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah, so like, you know, so like, how's everybody? Good?
Yeah, I'm good. How about you, Pastor
Wanda?
I'm blessed in how
How
are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Blessed and highly favored.
Amen.
Amen.
It's a blessing.
Yeah, like I just wanted to call to say hello. That's it. You can put me back on mute.
All right. So when are you going to do the Wednesday show?
All right, listen. Do it next week now. Next week. I called in. I had called, and I thought someone was going on because I know we had some storms that time. And then I never responded. So I need for you for next Wednesday, in Jesus' name, let thy will be done, Father, not my will. I don't care what goes on. I will do next Wednesday, every Wednesday. Women of God, Daughters of a King. Okay. Pastor Keaton, my pastor, I need for you to text me your telephone number, not say it over the air, because I know a lot of people be calling you just like if I put mine out. We have no problem with that, you all, but sometimes the pastor got to rest and be fed by God. But you can't call on the radio station. So, Pastor Ken, we will always from Monday, from this hour, I need to do it from Monday. And we need to talk each other day, if the Lord's will, okay? So we can be on one accord. Because, you know, God is a God, he said in order, 1 Corinthians 14:40. So I want you to pass one of you know, and I got to pass the 10, so we'll have accountability, okay? So I won't get distracted. I'm not saying I get distracted all the time, but a lot of things start happening, okay? And I know we already have victory. Because the Lord already allowed me to know in 1 Corinthians 15:56-57. So I need to be accountable to what I'm speaking, okay? And for me to be on, because there's many women, and we have the men ministry, but we need the women ministry as well because God is calling a lot of his daughters, and a lot of daughters are going through things, and I got to be a shepherd to feed his sheep, okay? And
yeah. Is your 604 number still good?
Every number, yes. But I need for you to text me yours because it knocked. My phone went down 9 days. Then it shut down. Then my daughter, I'm not gonna call her name. She bought me two phones. Okay, so I got another phone. The phone is on. Okay, but it will not let me call out. It said the radio off, the radio on. Everything started saying everything, but it's not, none of this is not on my phone, okay? But
okay.
All glory to God, okay? But the internet for evil God turned around for good because he bought me two. So if one shut down, I got back up, okay? So
okay.
God allowed my daughter to bring me one. So I need you to text it on the 604 number, okay? And so I can say, Pastor, this going on, Pastor. And the wonder, you know what? This is what I got to do. It's not, we don't get paid to do this. This is what we're called to do, to shed the light of the world. And that's the word of God, okay? So I will be on Women of God, Daughters of the King. I will be started next Wednesday in Jesus' name. Amen? And I'm ready. I got enough word to have
that
been
sounds good. That sounds good. next Wednesday. Okay, we'll have Women of God, Daughters of a King Ministry, okay, by you. Okay, I'll make sure I remember that next Wednesday. You're going to do it, and I'll have it.
Yes,
I have the show, okay, made up for that particular thing.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I can advertise
it. Will, amen. Let thy will be done, not mine, but his. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you, God. My dad is so good. He's so good to us. We have so much in us, and he wants us to get it out. I told one of my daughters, I'm having all these babies, spiritual babies. That is a spiritual birthing. And you see, God gave it to me. God. But you always have to have a teachable spirit and always be able to learn something each and every day from babes. You know, it's just, I'm about to bust. I'm just so excited about what God is doing. Out of all the things that's going on in the world, he's still in control. That's what he's been telling me. I'm in control. I'm in control. Don't look at the situation. Stay focused on me. Keep trusting, believing. I have your life in my hands. And he's been showing up and showing out, you know, in the smallest, minute things. And it's not minute to me, but it's big in the eyesight of me. Okay, and always thanking him when you don't have and start speaking those things those way. It just, I just, God just makes me cry because if one of God, where would we be? And I would never expect God to be doing all this in my life. To be able to help somebody else, and when I look back at my life, he feels the joy. Anybody, he feels the joy because I know I don't supposed to be on this earth, but God stopped death. He stopped everything that thought would happen, and he said, "I raised the standard for you to live to be able to help somebody else and to have a family." Family, and we didn't have no one. And he prayed to you, my brother. Well, that was the hardest time of my life, of losing a child. And I'm not in no pity party. I'm giving God praise and honor that I'm still here by the grace. And as God reads that Christ is sent for your dad to speak to someone else so they can help the same way he helped me. And I thank you for Tony. Thank God for everything, the good and the bad. I thank you.
Amen.
Oh my God.
Bless you, Pastor Wanda. Bless you.
Not in me right now, but it lets you go to eat for loving us. If we can love ourselves, we don't know who we are. But when you know who he is, it lets you know who you are. If you have not forgotten, you know what? I think about my brother, he's going to be asleep on the street today. And then my neighbor. I think about a lot of them that lost a loved one. And the people losing their limbs. Some people see it's a mess. Broken home. It's more. It's a lot. To understand somebody needs to hear what God did about you through. Keep it a present moment. I'm not worse. Just. I just thank God that he was the throne. He was the head of my life today. Oh my God. My God. Awesome God. Oh my God. My God. For the word to bring you out of something that he didn't leave nothing out. He left nothing out for us to understand. And when I was blinded, now my light, my eyes are open each and every day. More and more of him, not more and more of the world. not loving things that don't love you, and showing me about many things and false gods in others' lives. He said, this is what I brought you out. This is what I brought you out. I delivered you to drugs. I delivered you to this. I stopped this. I healed. I restored restoration in your life. Now give me my glory. That's what God has meant with his people, and they forget God, and, you know, I just, words can't even describe it. And I thank and love and all the people of God and the ones that come to the knowledge of who he is. And that's why we got to always fellowship and the forgiveness for God and did for us. And we got a lot of commands. And that command is to love God and love our neighbors. Men are going against each other. And God is calling for us to show love and pray for each other. Pray is the key to open up doors for others. Oh, my God. I'll be there.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know, Pastor Wanda, everything's gonna work out for good. You're gonna be blessed. Okay, beyond measure. Okay, you haven't been already. Okay.
I'm only been better than blessed. You know, it's not the things I see. Whatever breaks God's heart and breaks your heart. That's what's going on with you. That's what's going on. It's not that the blessing. The blessing is to be able to be a child of a king. Just wait to honor and reverence him. Tell of his goodness, tell of his love, tell of his compassion, tell of the grace of God. That's the blessing to have the keys to the kingdom. To speak kingdom business, the Father's will, the Father's business.
Amen.
That's what the blessing is. Not the material. It's eternal. And the covenant of the blood that God has given us. And the covenant to be in a right relationship with him, knowing that he'd never leave you the sake of you. Knowing that you can speak with the quiet. You can open your word. You can give a testimony of what you have done. How he healed you. How he comforts you. How he holds you. How he protects you. How you can call upon his name. How you can sit in his presence.
Yeah. Okay. We can barely hear you now.
It's the phone. I know what's going on. It's the killer. Everything about him, that is a blessing. Not of the things of this world, but you're not of this world. He has taken us out of the world to be his life. And that was when he was telling me out all the things you go through, I'm here with him. Okay? That's a blessing. To be a blessing, to be a blessing to others. And then to give you
things.
Everything is not yours. Nothing on this earth belongs to us. The breath we breathe, 10,000 calories here don't belong to us. Let us be wise steward over what God has given us. And to bless others that don't have. That is the blessing. To be able to say, look what God has done. Look what God, this is what God has done. This is, God gave me this to be able to bless somebody else. And not be out saying, look what I got. And then posting it. I'm out. I gave. You didn't give anything. God gave you to be a blessing. Everything ain't for everybody to know. He said, do things in secret. That many want glory. God is not going to let anybody have his glory. Unless God is not leaving our lost things, but I know all things work together for those who love God and been called according to his purpose. And then he told has this little stuff and that's like passed to the glory that God has attached those who love him. Faith is the blessing. He gave you his word. The promise of God is blessing. The love of God is blessing. But they want it. It's not about material. He's going to take care of you. If you take care of the birds and the fear, he's going to take care of you. So those are blessing to be in the speaker's name, to call upon and to praise him, to bow before living God. And so they say, he said, I live. He lives for we live. Those are blessings. Open up the word and just speak the word.
Amen.
Amen. I'll be on and on. But I feel better since I heard you speak, brother. See, iron sharp as iron. That's the blessing. I have a brother. I got sisters. Iron sharp as iron. We don't have brother now. We have four. But you have to keep it as sharpened. To keep it through up as sharpened. That's why I said about trying to build faith. You make sure you take me your number. I'm going to wait till the end of the show. I'm going to put no meeting. Just listen to you. Amen. But I love you. I love each and every person that's on the radio in Jesus' name. Thank God. I love you, God, in Jesus. Amen.
Love you too, Pastor Wanda. Okay, let's see if there's some callers here. Okay, let's 111. Okay.
111. This is a house of the Lord. You have no authority, and we strip you in Jesus' name. This is not a game. This is about life in Jesus' name. And I cut it with the blood of the word of the testimony, Revelation 12:11. Go ahead, Pastor.
Okay, let's try this again. Okay. This is ridiculous. This one I know will be an actual caller. Okay. Hey, Doug, how you doing, my brother? Hello.
Hello. Ken, hello.
Oh, yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm blessed and highly favored. How about yourself?
I'm doing the same.
That's good to hear.
I hear you got Pastor Wanda on.
Yes, I do.
Hey, my brother. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I wish I could hear you better, though. You're really muffled. Like,
I don't know what's wrong. It keeps going in and out, my brother. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Amen. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. You were talking some real good, dropping some real truth there. I like that.
But I can't talk nothing else. That's all it is. Bottom line.
Yes, yeah.
Thank you, my brother.
You're most welcome.
God bless you. God bless you as well as your family as well in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So, all right. Well, I'm going to give the prophetic word for today. The Father
Amen.
Says today you have nothing to apologize for. When you feel as though you are approaching life with your hat in your hand, know that you're not a beggar. You're an entitled son of God stepping into a scintillating destiny. My glory has adorned you. The bank of heaven is backing you. The full faith and credit of the economy of God is underwriting your dream and vision. Those that have insulted you and mistreated you in times past are being put in check. Do not look at yourself through the disdaining eyes of others. See yourself as an entitled one of heaven. Your Heavenly Father is backing you every step of the way, and the honor is yours to walk out my favor and blessing in areas of your life where your discouraging and disappointment were the only outcome. Step out into the atmosphere of rest I have afforded you. Many who have refused to see what I am doing in this situation continue in empty striving. They work and put forth their effort and come up empty-handed. They shake their fist toward heaven and think I should be doing something different. Remember what I asked Moses. What is in your hand? See clearly what is before you, not as an impediment, as a staff, as I empowered you to part the waters of adversity and impossibility before you. The worst case scenario you are expected, you will never happen if you will keep your eyes on me and your trust in my promise. I am with you this day, says the Father. You are going forth in victory. You will never see this place of bondage or regret again. I am that I am, and in your life I am leading you to a new place of achievement and accomplishment according to the promises of my word. And we and says the Lord. Okay? Well, I hope this word goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why I like to say hallelujah. Confirmation.
Yes, amen. All righty. Well, we've only got a couple minutes left. Well, I am, so I'm going to say goodnight to everybody. Okay, everybody's in the chat room. Okay, Mike Gunt, Ashley, Tony Ferrar, internet friend, Doug, and you're also on the line, Doug. So I want to say bless all the callers, Beanie Sides that called in, Clay that called in, okay, Pastor Wanda that called in, and you, Doug, that called in. God bless you all. May you have a blessed night. And don't forget about tomorrow night, okay, at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. Okay, you're going to have another great episode of Purpose Gospel Radio. Hope to see you all then. Okay. God bless.
Amen. Amen. Good night.
And I'll call you, Pastor Wanda, okay, on your 404 number. Okay? On your 604 number. Okay?
Yes, sir.
And give me my number.
Amen. God bless all.
Okay. God bless. Good night, everybody.
Booyah.